It's Yankees baseball time again. Today's game, the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees from Fenway Park in Boston. Brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. And P. Ballantine & Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Ballantine Beer, the largest selling beer in the East. Your host for the first half of today's game, P. Ballantine & Sons, Newark, New Jersey, brewers of Ballantine Beer and Ballantine Ale. Well, the New York Yankees today with a chance to clinch the pennant. After yesterday, as we recall, we went into this one with, a four-game magic number. After Chicago lost yesterday and the New York Yankees won, although it took them some time to do it, as you'll recall, the magic number is now down to two. In the American League, the other games that the Yankees be concerned with today, of course, the big one is Chicago against Cleveland. Baltimore will be playing at Washington. Kansas City will be playing at Detroit. And some cloudy weather around the league, but they expect to get all these games in. Over in the National League, St. Louis against Chicago, Pittsburgh at Milwaukee, San Francisco at Los Angeles, and Philadelphia at Cincinnati. And despite the fact that Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh yesterday, well, St. Louis couldn't do themselves any good, and they lost to Chicago. So Pittsburgh's magic number is one today, and they can do it all by themselves without any help from anybody else in the National League. Starting lineups for you. First of all, for this game from Boston, before we get around to the pitching choices and whatnot from the rest of the league, Philadelphia, as we say, at Cincinnati, St. Louis at Chicago, and regardless of what St. Louis does, if Pittsburgh's able to win that one today, the Pirates will certainly be in. Meanwhile, in the American League, the Yankees will have to have some help from Cleveland today if they are to cinch the pennant. Incidentally, there'll be a special show just as soon as this happens, whether it happens today in Boston or down in Washington, here on the Home of Champions Network, and I think you'll enjoy listening to it. This is sort of an epic year as far as the Yankees are concerned, and Casey Stengel in particular. As you know, if he's able to pick up the pennant this year, and only a major catastrophe can divert that. The fact is that Casey Stengel will have won 10 in 12 years, tying the old record, the one that he really was after. And it's been a good season for him. Here in New York, of course, there's an awful lot of talk about whether or not Casey is really going to retire this year or not, whether he'd like to go out a winner or maybe stay around 1 year. And while the consensus of opinion seems to be in all the so-called inside stories that Casey really will retire in favor of Ralph Houk, incidentally, the old professor really isn't saying too much. He just sits back, as he always has, down through the years and sort of smiling to himself and just waiting for the end of the season before he makes any kind of an announcement. Incidentally, there was quite a story here in one of the New York papers about the fact that Mr. Stengel might very well move out to the West Coast and take care of one of the teams out there. I suppose anything is possible. Sir will be starting for the Yankees. He'll be up the first man at the plate. Moving on down through McDougal, down, of course, into the fourth batting spot through Mickey Mantle. The full lineups, of course, will be given to you by Red Bobber as the game gets underway today, with the Boston Red Sox taking to the field in their defensive positions here before the first inning gets underway. Again, a reminder to you that P. Ballantine & Sons, brewers of Ballantine Beer, the crisp refresher, bringing you the first half of the game this afternoon. Now to Boston and Red.
In just a moment, we are going to have the national anthem. The Boston batting order. Here's manager Mike Higgins coming up with his sets of his order. One to keep for himself, one for Casey, one for the umpires. And And manager Stengel has not left the Yankee dugout as yet. The umpires will be Charlack behind the plate. Joe Paparella, who's the senior of this group at first. Honichick at second. And Hank Soar, who worked the 10-inning game yesterday back at the plate, will be at third. The Red Sox are scattering to their defensive positions. And now here comes manager Stengel, who has won nine pennants in the last 11 years with the Yankees and is on the brink knocking at the door for his 10th. And if and when he gets it, he will become the second man in Major League history to have ever won 10. The other is John McGraw. Now, for the Red Sox, we're doing everything they can to throw a roadblock in the path of the Yankee machine. It is again Punxsutawney Green leading off at short. Willie Cosby in center. Ted Williams is in left. Vic Wirtz at first base hitting fourth. Russ Nixon catching. Frank Malzone, who knocked in four runs yesterday. He's the box boy who's quite a star up here at Boston at third. Pete Reynolds, who is leading the league at 320. Al Smith of the White Sox at 315, and the Yankees have Bill Scourin at 310. And, of course, Scourin's got a chance. But we'll see how it goes. Lou Clinton in right, and then we have Tommy Brewer. To repeat again, as Brewer takes his preliminary pitches out on the mound and serve waits to be the first hitter of the afternoon, it could not be a clearer afternoon. There is not a cloud up above. It is just a bright blue, and the wind is coming in from behind right field. A wind blowing basically in, as far as the play of the game is concerned. It is quite crisp. We're sitting up here on the roof of the single deck stand, and a raincoat is indicated. Turn the wind. Now we have Bob Sheriff stepping in. Big fella is hitting at 252. And so here we go. Brewer right-handed delivers. That is a curve low outside. Ball one. Nixon, the catcher. Wirtz is at first base. Reynolds is at second, trying for the batting championship. Green at short. Third baseman is Malzone. A curve low outside. Ball two. Left field is Ted Williams. And, of course, the big unanswered question around these parts and around all baseball, is this Williams' last season or is it not? Temperature is 56 degrees, coupled with a strong wind. 2-0 pitch is over. He broke a curve over, and it's 2-1. Willie Tasby out in center is checking this bright sky through his sunglasses. The 2-1 pitch swung on, taken, and it's called strike two. So Brewer's caught up and gone a pitch ahead. Right fielder is Lou Clinton. The Boston right-hander deals, and serve hits a high fly ball down in the right field corner. And it slices foul. Out of play, it's still 2-2. Speaking about outfielders, as we were the three out there for the Red Sox, as we came up to the radio box this afternoon, we ran into a very athletic-looking young blonde who looks in the absolutely the pink of condition, Jackie Jensen. And being in the business of reporting, we said, what brings you to Boston? You know, subtle question. There's Serve swinging, hits a high pop-up. First baseman Wirtz is under it. And Vic makes the catch. One up and one away. Now we have McDougal, who opened the game yesterday with a home run. He's hitting at 261. So we asked the subtle question, Jensen, what brings you to Boston? Well, he said, I had some business affairs. And he said, Sammy White, my old buddy, is opening his bowling alley tomorrow evening. I want to be there for that. And I wanted to see a couple of ball games. So I said, well, did you find it a long year being out of baseball? Did you miss it? Well, he said, I can't tell yet. McDougal, right-hand hitter, swings, and there's a ball hit up the alley in left center field. It's in for a base knock, and Gill is on with a long single. Williams retrieves, throws to second. And McDougal, who got the first hit of the game yesterday, comes up with the first hit today. This one today is single to left center. You know the situation. The Yankees, if they win today and if the White Sox lose today, that's that. Over in the National League, it is even one game closer. All Pittsburgh needs is either one Pittsburgh win or one St. Louis defeat. The number is one over there, two over here. Maris takes a strike. Fastball on the outside, waist high. One down. McDougal at first, the infield in double play depth, meaning up 1 to 2 steps. Outfield is one step toward right on Maris. Maris a full hitter. Swings and pulls it foul outside first base, back over where Houck is coaching. Crosetti coaching over at third. Well, the big question is this today. And there's a tremendous crowd here. They have come out to see the Yankees and the Red Sox. There's a line foul down the left field corner. Wherever you go around Boston, you find people saying, well, we love our Red Sox, but we sure do love to see the Yankees when they come to town. And they're out here. Look around, you see this full ballpark. Realize it's come out to see their home club at 7:15. There's strike three swinging on a quick curveball, and Maris is struck out. Now we have two down. We have no score. McDougal at first, and here's Mickey Mantle. Folks in Boston know who he is. Mantle hitting 279. He sent everybody home late yesterday afternoon. Ball game that almost was 4 hours long. This time yesterday, the magic number was 4. And the Yankees won, and the White Sox were beaten in 12. Mantle swinging at the high foul, out of play, deep back of third. So the number is 2. In the Chicago-Cleveland game, which is starting at the same time this one is, Bob Shaw is going for Chicago. Locke going for Cleveland. We will watch it for you. At the end of an inning, Baltimore to Washington, there's no score. The number over Baltimore is 1. Orioles are half a game behind Chicago. Pitch low outside to Mickey. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 down. McDougal ready to take off at first. This is the start of activities here in Boston. Fastball, high outside, ball 2. Brewer taking his time, reading the sign, hung out by Russ Nixon, catcher. Mantle hitting left-handed against the Boston right-hander. Curve is over. Ball, second strike, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. This is a strong wind that is coming in from behind right field. Temperature in the middle 50s. Mantle swings a ground ball to second. Reynolds is up with it, juggles, recovers, throws! Just in time. He almost let that one get away from it. Seems as though he couldn't pick it up. No runs, 1 hit. 1 man left. And the score at the end of half an inning. The Yankees, nothing, and the Red Sox coming in. Well, friends, you've heard us refer to Ballantine beer as the crisp refresher. Well, sir, here in delicious detail is the reason why. You see, to really refresh, a beer must deliver 2 things, lightness and flavor. And that's where the crisp refresher comes in. Because Ballantine beer is the light beer with true lager flavor. Ballantine proves the beer can be truly light and still give you the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. Now, that's crisp refreshing. The kind you get only with Ballantine beer. So how about it? Pour yourself a tall foaming glass of smooth, delicious Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. You'll enjoy Ballantine, and right now's a mighty good time to do it. A graceful, tall right-hander, Ralph Carey, out on the mound. Barra, back of the plate. Snarren at first base. McDougal at second. Kubek at short. Richardson at third. Serve in left field. Mantle was in center, but has come all the way back to the Yankee bench right now to make an exchange of sunglasses. It's an extremely bright sky. I would hazard the opinion that Mickey went out there and found that the glasses he had were too light and has come in for a darker pair. Right fielder is Roger Maris. Ballack dusts off the plate, getting it ready for the last of the first inning. Paparella at first, Hornacek at second, Storr at third. Carey has not allowed a run. In his last 22 in the third inning. Billy Herman coaching at third. Old Kickapoo, Rudy York coaching at first. And here's Punchy Green, a switch hitter, batting left-handed, first up for the Bosa. First pitch is over for the strike. Green hitting 235. We have no score. That was a fastball from Terry. Pitch is a change of pace. It swung on high into short left center. Mantle coming on, serve coming over. It is served for the catch. Mantle shouldn't have gotten there. The serve did in left center. Short put out from left fielder. Now we have Willie Tasby, who was secured at the start of this season from Baltimore in a deal. Tasby hitting 267, had a couple of hits yesterday. Ted Williams moves out on deck. We have nothing yet on the Chicago-Cleveland game except the pitchers Shaw and Locke. Tasby swings a ground ball, hit to short. Kubek over to his left, two steps up with it. The throw, there's plenty of time for the out. Up to Kubek, first baseman Scourin. And you can hear the crowd react as Williams steps in at the plate. A moment ago, we were saying that Pete Reynolds is hitting at 320, Al Smith of Chicago at 315, and the Yankees scouring at 310. Well, here's Williams, who's got a chance to win it at 316. Ted swings there, a line drive to right, it's a base hit. He's hitting for more than that. Wouldn't it be something if Williams at 40 suddenly in the last week came on and took this thing away from Reynolds again? You know, 2 years ago, he took it away from Reynolds in the last week. Well, we'll get our young statistician, Mr. Callison, to figure out what Ted is hitting right now as he's on base, a line single to right. And don't think that Williams isn't aware of his opportunity. Here is Vic Wirtz, hitting 277, has batted home 99 runs. The wind, strong wind yesterday, cost him a home run in the first inning yesterday afternoon. Swings, fouls it back. The White Sox did not score in the first inning at Cleveland against Bobby Locke. And now the Indians are at bat in the last of the first against Bob Shaw. Williams is now hitting 318 as he leads off first base. He's 2 points in back of his teammate, Pete Reynolds. Ted takes his lead. Wirtz takes a fastball high outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. High outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. At the end of this inning, there are some figures on how the Yankees have played month by month that I think you'll find very revealing when you realize the fortunate situation that they're in today. Williams goes, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back, and Ted has to return to first on the foul ball. Ted caught Terry getting ready to pitch. Darren was off the bag. Williams had a big lead, so he just went. Tito Francona has homered in the last of the first inning for Cleveland with one on, so the Indians are now out in front at least 2-0 and still at bat in the first inning. Is this the day? The Red Sox fans trying to root on their own ball club. Terry sets. Text first pitches, and there's a foul back again. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two down, no score. Ted Williams at first base. He has a base hit. He's now put him right in the thick of it for the batting crown. Change of pace, going on, hit down to second. McDougal up with it after going to his right, two steps over to first, and Wirtz is up. So, the first inning is distinguished by a single by McDougal for the Yankees and a single by Williams as he drives for the batting championship, perhaps. He's now hitting 318 as he goes to left field. End of the first inning, it is New York nothing, Boston nothing. Well, our young man with the figures, Mr. Callison, went back over the season, and I think you'll find this is quite revealing. Sometimes statistics are rather dry, but these are not sear at all. In April, the pace of the Yankees was 6 games won and 4 lost. In May, the ball club broke even, 13-13. And then the Yankees drove in June, winning 21 and losing 8. They fell off in July, winning 13 and losing 14, and then began to move. And listen to these figures. In August, For the Yankees, 22-11. That's two games won for every one lost. And now in September, the Yankees have moved at a slightly better pace than 2-1. They have won 15 and lost 7. The Yankees have won 8 straight coming into the game today, their longest winning streak of the year. They have also won 12 of their last 14 and 15 of their last 19. And so again, we pose the question, is this today our final decision? Now we have Bill Scarron hitting 310, taking a quick curve from Tom Brewer for a strike as we move into inning 2. No score. Scarron takes a curve, low outside, ball 1. Swung on, a high foul out of play. Back up on the stand. No score. First batter, inning 2. Pitch is swung on, as a high fly ball out into deep right field. Stepping is back under it, the wind's holding it up. Right fielder makes the catch, and they have one away. Now we have Yogi Berra stepping in. Berra hitting 284. Well, whether this is the day of final decision for the pennant, we don't know. But this is the day of final decision for Del Mar Baker, veteran coach of the Red Sox, former Major League manager who won a pennant at Detroit when his third baseman was Mike Higgins. And just at the start of the game today, Mike Higgins announced that Coach Baker will retire at the end of the season. That'll be a week from today. He was 68 this past May. Pitches over for a call strike. So, Brewer deals, and Barra swinging, lines it foul in the lower right field stand. Strike 2. No score game. Barra hitting at 284. Change on the outside. Ball 1. 1-2. 1-2. Brewer asks for another sign. Takes it from Nixon. Now pitches. And Barra swinging, lines it right to the shortstop, Green, who stays with it. And Yogi is out. Line drive to short. 2-2. Second inning. We have no more on the Chicago-Cleveland game, except that Cleveland is still at bat in the first inning and leading by at least 2 runs. At the end of 2.5 innings, Baltimore Washington, no score. And here is Tony Kubek, who's had a fine, steady year at shortstop and at the plate. Kubek hitting 272. Casey was saying yesterday that the infielder, over the whole year's work, who has been the standout for the Yankees, has been Kubek. Made 1 ball to Tony. 2 down for New York, second inning. Might fill a step foot right. Pitch in there for the strike, just above the knees, over the slider. Brewer is a very neat appearing, neat working right-hander. Pumps, delivers, change of pace, low outside, ball 2. It is somewhat easier to read the pitches when Charlak is back at the plate because he has a habit of moving where the pitch is. Kubek swings, lines the ball out to center, and right to Tasby. So we had line drives by Berra and Kubek, but they were hit right at somebody. Nothing across. Top of the second, and the score up here at Boston at the end of an inning and a half. The Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing.
Right. Finally golden, crystally clear, crisply precious. Valentine, Valentine, beer. get your ice cold Valentine's Day.
Yankee baseball coming to you over Quality Modern, WOKO 1460 on your radio dial. In Albany, New York. Be sure to tune in to the Baltimore Colts and Washington Redskins football game tonight at 5:30. Broadcast being delayed so that you can listen to all of the exciting action between the Redskins and Colts tonight on WOKO at 5:30. It's 22 past 2.
Nixon hitting 279. I feel straight away on him. A slow curve is over for a strike. In fact, the outfield sort of is fanned together toward center. Mantle is now a step or so over toward left center. Maris has moved over toward center. And Serve is pinched over toward center. There's a ground foul over into the Yankee dugout. First batter last of the second inning. No score. At the end of the first inning, it is Cleveland 2, Chicago nothing. First inning home run with one on by Tito Francona of the Indians. There's a foul back. Still two strikes. End of an inning, 2-0 Cleveland over Chicago. No score here at Boston and the first Red Sox hitter in the last of the second inning. Terry set his sign, now pitches. There's a ball, hit foul in the left field corner. Still's got a two-strike count. Nixon chucks up on the bat. He's sort of a punch hitter. Tries to time the ball. A curve is hit high out into deep center. Mantle is under it, waiting. He's got it. One up, one away. Last of the second. And the batter is Frank Malzahn. Had a big day out here yesterday. Had two singles and each produced a run and then hit a home run with one on. And he hit the home run in the seventh inning. That put Boston ahead 5-3. But the Yankees hung right in. Tended to their knitting and didn't drop a stitch. Got it tied in the eighth and then on Mantle's home run won it in the tenth. Malzahn hitting 275. Takes a curve from Terry on the outside. Ball one. Frank spreads out there, leaning over the plate, and takes a strike. Terry breathes that one right off of his fist, and he's close to the plate as Malzahn stands. That is in the strike area. He leans right down over the plate. Takes a high inside curve above his hands, and it is ball two. Two and one. I feel around toward left. This is the ballpark, you know, that has the high fence in back of left that is close in. Pitch. A curve is good for a called second strike. Two and two. McDougal is playing a deep second base, and he is pulled pretty well over toward second. Kubek, playing a deep short, is a couple of steps over toward third. Richardson is deep and is a step toward the line at third. Down is a couple of steps wide at first. Malzahn swinging, hits a high fly ball into short right field. McDougal is coming over close to the foul line and makes the catch just in fair ground. Had the ball dropped, it would have hit just inside the line. That's how far McDougal came. So Malzahn is out. Pops out of the second baseman. And we have Pete Wernals. And Pete is hitting in 320. Williams, who got a single in the first inning, is hitting 318. Runnels, an overly close stance, is a left-hand hitter. Severe crouch. He hits the left and left center a great deal, and the Yankees are deployed defensively that way. Terry, the right-hander, delivers, and it is in there for the strike. Nothing in one. No score? Pitch is inside, stating the hitter up. Ball and a strike. End of 3.5 innings, Baltimore, Washington, no score. Carey ready. Delivers a change, which is low outside. Ralph is going to diminish the ranks of the Yankee bachelors. He's going to get married in November. And Hector Lopez is going to get married in October, shortly after the baseball is concluded. Pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. 2-2. Two down, nobody on. The pitch is strike three call. Wow, we'll figure out what Mr. Runnels is hitting right now. This may have cost him a point, taking a third strike. And for Terry, he has now gone 24 and a third innings without giving up a score. And at the end of two innings, it is New York nothing and Boston nothing. And before we do anything else, let's pause for station identification.
At 1460 on your radio dial, this is Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. Be sure to tune in to the Baltimore Colts and Washington Redskins game this afternoon at 5:30, the broadcast being delayed so that you don't miss any of the exciting action between the Colts and Redskins tonight at 5:30 on WOKO. WOKO time, 29 minutes past 2 o'clock.
Well, friends, speaking about Williams and his batting percentage and Ronalds and his, Bob Fischel, director of public relations for the Yankees, just called with some very important information that Williams will not have enough official at-bats to be considered a batting champion no matter what his percentage is this year. So that will dispense with that. Now, about the other ball games, no score end of 3.5, Baltimore Washington, Pappas against Kralik. At the end of 2.5, it is Cleveland 2, home run by Francona with one on, and Chicago nothing, Shaw against Locke. Bobby Richardson up and takes a call strike. Cook starts for Kansas City of Detroit against Larry. The game's, there's a ground ball hit right through the middle, right through the pitcher's feet in the center for a base hit for Richardson. So he starts off the third with a single. Single through the middle for Bobby. We started to say that the National League games are starting later, particularly the key games out in Central Time. Bobby went up there 249, so this will get him 250 or a point better. Now we have Ralph Terry stepping in, looking down to Pizzetti to see what goes. Sox have to be ready for the bunt. Terry steps to bunt, then takes a pitch high inside, straightening him up a little bit. Ball one. 1-0. No score. As a matter, Terry is 3 for 43. Pitch is bunted up toward first base. It's a beauty. Brewer picked it up and tags the batter out, and Terry achieves his objective, moves Richardson over on the sacrifice to second base. Two hit, one down. Bobby at second, and the hitter now is Bob Serve. Casey's got him leading off today. And Serve hit a high pop fly to the first baseman in the opening inning, being 251. Now pitches. Serve cuts on a fastball high inside. Strike one. Clear, cool, and windy. Temperature in the middle 50s here at Boston. Wind in from right field. Pitch. Swung on, a ground ball hit the short. Richardson goes over to third. Green fires to first base. It's a high throw, and by the time that Wirtz comes down with it, Serve is safely on. So the Yankees now have men at first and second. And an error is charged through the shortstop's high throw. So Serve is on. Richardson on the fielder's choice. Moves over to third. Yankees now at first and third, one down. Batters McDougal, who singled to left center in the first inning. It's right-handed. Square stand. Infield double play depth. Outfielder steps toward left. Broad pitches, and McDougal bunts and fouls it. The squeeze play was not on. Richardson did not break for the plate until he saw McDougal bunt. Suicide squeeze, as people think in terms of the squeeze play. The runner from third comes on the pitcher's arm. And he's got to be protected, or he's at the mercy of the batter. That was what they called a safety squeeze. Right, one strike. Brewer pitches, and McDougal swinging, fouls it on top of the first base stand. Out of play, and strike two. No balls, two strikes. One down. Richardson singles, sacrificed by Terry. High throw from shortstop Green. Runners at first and third, one away. Pitch is high inside. That runs McDougal out of the box. Backpedaling. One and two. These Red Sox will be down at the stadium it's next weekend, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday, which is the day when the curtain falls on the season. Yankees have three games coming up next at Washington. A curve, low outside. McDougal very calmly took it. Two and two. End of four innings, Baltimore, Washington, scoreless. No score up here at the hub. The pitch is swung on a ground ball, foul. Bounced over third base coach Prezzetti's head. And two and two. That's the count. Runners at first and third. Pitch high. Ball three. Pull the string on it. Three and two. Is low and gets away from Nixon. Richardson comes in, serve goes down to second base. Nixon recovers the ball, three-fourths the way back to the stand, throws to Bro, but by that time Richardson had slid over, so it is ball four and a wild pitch. I think they'll score the wild pitch, or the fastball. Which is it? It is scored a fastball. Ball four and a fastball simultaneously. And the Yankees go ahead 1-0, and runners are now at first and second. So McDougal walks. One nothing, favor New York. Richardson scored on the pass ball. And as the pitcher gets away from Nixon, and the runners go down 90 feet. Serve to third, and McDougal to second. Let's see how this one scores. Wild pitch is charged on this one. Murray stops. The pitch is inside. Runners are second and third. The Yankees ahead 1-0. One man out. Change of pace is low outside. Ball two. Murray sitting 275. Hit in 105 runs. Little step toward right. Right-hander Broad delivers, and it is low inside, ball three. Third for the moment. pitches, and Maris gets a ground ball through between first and second in the right. The base hit. Sheriff scores to make it 2-0, and here's McDougal scoring to make it 3-0 in favor of New York. Maris hit the 3-0 pitch and picked up Sheriff and McDougal, and it is 3-0 in favor of New York. A single to right, and this gives him 107 runs batted in. So he got them both home. Mantle stepping in. Nothing New York, and at the end of two innings, it is Cleveland 2, Chicago nothing. Mantle, the hitting left-handed, takes a strike on the outside corner, waist high. Pitch is high outside, a fastball, ball two. Delivers. Mantle takes low inside ball three. Frank Sullivan, big towering right-handers in the bullpen now for Boston. Both bullpens are out back of right field. Right underneath the right field bleachers. Right in front of them. Maris leading off first. Mantle takes a pitch that is a strike. 3-1. Was examined by Charlak. Discarded, thrown out. And 3-1. Pitch is swung and missed. With a slider thrown above the knees. Threw it hard. All right, 3-2. Just one out. Mantle swinging, grounds it foul. As I check it, two of the three runs that the Yankees have here in the third inning ought to be scored as earned. Throw to first, nothing doing. Ball four, high and tied. Mantle walks, and this pushes Maris on to first base.